So it's a privilege to get to come today and to start my new year with you.
非常高兴我们今天在新年的第一天可以在这边一起跟你们分享。
Did you have a great Christmas?
你们有很好圣诞节吗？
Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year because I'm all about lights.
我圣诞节是我一个非常喜欢的一个节日，因为我很喜欢灯光。
So my wife, I have to drag my wife around town looking for all the places where people have decorated their houses and put up beautiful lights.
所以我很喜欢带着我的太太，然后就带她一起去看很多地方去布置的圣诞的一些灯光。
And I think it's not really accidental that lights are a special part of the Christmas season.
我想这并不是一个巧合，一个光在圣诞节的时候是特别的，用很多的光。
If you think about the shepherds who were gathered by night on the dark hillsides tending their sheep,
你想到那牧羊人在他们在牧羊在黑暗的晚上的时候，
the Bible says the glory of the Lord shone about them and lit up the sky.
这是圣经上里面讲的说，天上神特别把荣耀的光让引领他们。
And if you think about the wise men who were looking for the promised one,
在想到这三个博士在那边寻找这位弥赛亚的时候，
they saw a star that guided their trip and led them to the place where Jesus was born.
他们看到一个星，然后引领到这个救世主那里。
So there is something significant about that light that points to the one who is the light of the world.
所以我们可以看到那个光是一个特别的。把领到我们一个真正的光。
In John's Gospel, he says this.
在约翰福音里面讲到这样子。
About Jesus.
讲到耶稣。
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
这个地方讲，他就是真光，是照在世上的。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
这边讲到在黑暗里面光照亮，但是黑暗里面没有办法看到他，却不认识他。
And he goes on to say in chapter 1, the true light, meaning Jesus, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
And 这边讲到在约翰福音里面讲说，他是一个真光，愿意接受的人都会看到这个光。
John writes in his gospel a lot about light.
And 在约翰福音里面特别讲到光非常多次。
And he makes the comments about light in the context of darkness.
And 这边讲到说这个光特别是跟这个黑暗是不是比较。
For he says in John 3:19, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
And 在约翰福音第三章十九节里面特别讲到说，人是不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。
I feel that some of us, as we look back at 2022, see that the world has become, by many accounts, a very dark place.
当我们回想2022年的时候，我们可以看到这个世界变成一个非常黑暗的地方。
The proliferation of sin and the degeneration of values have caused us great sadness.
罪恶的关系跟我们的价值观都已经在里面对落。
And yet the Bible has a special direction for you and I, and I think it's especially relevant as we start this new year.
但圣经上给我们非常好的教导，帮助我们，特别是我们在2023年开始的时候。
It's found in Matthew 5:16.
在马太福音第五章第十六节。
And you'll be familiar with it.
我想你也很熟悉。
Let your light shine before men.
你们的光应该当照样在人前。
So they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
所以他可以看到好行为，将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So the question is, how are we light?
And so 我们这样怎么样去把这个光给发出去？
The Bible says that we are the light of the world.
但圣经上说我们是世界上的光。
And what in this new year could we undertake to be a part of the light God once shed abroad in this dark world?
在这个新的这一年，我们怎么可以成为神要我们做在黑暗里面的光？
The scripture lesson that I picked this morning is found in the book of Philippians.
今天我们来看是腓立比书第二章。
And you can be turning there to chapter 2, beginning with verse 12.
我们从腓立比书第二章十二节。
We're going to read it in just a minute, but I want to tell you a little about this book of Philippians. It's written by Paul from a jail cell.
哎，这本书是保罗在监狱里面写的一本书信。
He's encountering a lot of hardship.
他那时候有非常多的一些痛苦的遭遇。
And the church of Philippi has been sending things to help him nurse him through his time in jail.
And 在那时候他在监狱里的时候，腓立比这个教会对他有很多的帮助。
In fact, Epaphroditus has come as a special emissary from the church to minister to Paul's needs.
And 在那个时候，有特别的一位弟兄特别到他的监狱里面去帮助他。
But during the time that he is there, he gets sick.
但是呢，可是这位弟兄在那个时候他生病了。
And he almost dies two times.
他差不多有两次都要死掉。
But this is the commitment of the Philippian church to serve Paul.While he is suffering in jail.
但这个时候呢，这个教会呢，他们决定他们要继续来帮助保罗。
Now, when we get to chapter 2, Paul is suggesting that we as people have to look to the needs of others.
但在第二章里面讲说，我们这些基督徒呢，要看到别人的需要。
Now, remember, Paul is in jail when he writes this.
And 要记得保罗在写这本书是在监狱里写的。
But his concern as a believer is how do we treat other people?
And 但是他那时候想到就是我们基督徒应该怎么样去对待别人。
And he says it this way.
他这样说。
Look not only to your own needs, but to the needs of others.
不但是只关心你自己的需要，也要同样去关心别人的需要。
And then he goes on to say in verses 5 through 11 that we should have the mind of Christ.
但我们需要有神基督的心为心。
What he really says is Christ is our model.
但是这边讲到神才是我们的榜样。
He became a servant.
他成为一个仆人。
Became obedient unto death.
他因为这样子卑微而死。
Gave his life on the cross for our sin.
那为了我们的罪，在死在十字架上。
And God has highly exalted him.
所以神将他升为至高。
So what Paul is saying in this letter is what Christ modeled for us as our servant.
And 这个地方保罗特别是教导我们，耶稣基督已经成为我们的榜样。
Should shape our ministry.In how we relate to and serve others as light bearers of Christ.
And 这个地方可以帮助我们，可以看到我们怎么样成为让基督的榜样，让我们把这个光给跟人家分享出去。
So I'm going to ask Bianca to read verses 2, text chapter 2, verses 12 through 18, so we can see the rest of the text for us this morning.
So 我们要来读腓立比书第二章12-18节，我会用中文来念。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的，都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指摘。诚实无为，在这弯曲被谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表现出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。我以你们的信心为功绩的祭物，我若被浇奠在地其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
Now, how many of you heard those verses before?
有多少人看过这一段圣经？
They're some of my favorite verses in the Bible.
这一段是我其中我最喜欢的一段圣经。
So I'm so glad I get to share them with you.
我很高兴我可以跟你一起分享。
And my hope and prayer for you and for me is that this will become a point of direction and inspiration for us in the new year.
我希望在这个新年里面，这段圣经可以成为我们还有牧师自己的一个帮助跟方向。
I believe in these verses, Paul answers the question, how can we be lights in a darkened world?
And 这地方保罗特别去回答怎么样在一个黑暗的世界里面把光给显明出来。
And so in these verses, I want to identify 5 different things that Paul talks about.
在这地方有五件非常重要保罗讲的事情。
So the first is this.
第一个是。
We are to work out our own salvation with
fear and trembling.
我们要在恐惧战惊做成我们得救的功夫。
Now Paul says that, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
And 这边保罗想说，当恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫。
And I want you to hear this part.
但我要你听到这一点。
For it is God who works in you.
因为是神在你里面动工。
Both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
所以因为是这样子，是他所喜悦的。
One of the challenges in these verses is to understand the use of the word work.
And 这个地方有一个非常的大的挑战，就什么是这个功夫。
So there are three instances in the book of Philippians where these words are used.
有三地方在腓立比书里面讲到这个字功夫。
Two are here.
有两次是在这一段里面。
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
一个是说当当战战兢兢做成我们得救的功夫。
For God is at work in you to will and to do his good pleasure.
神因为在你的里面动工，是因为照着旨意。
And in chapter 1 verse 6 Paul says, He who has begun a good work in you will complete it to the end.
And 神在你身上所做的工作会一直到永远。
So it almost seems a little confusing, doesn't it? To talk about our works and God's work.
在这方是让我们有点困惑，就是到底什么是我人的功夫跟神的功夫。
So when verse 12 says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, we wonder, what does that mean?
And 这个地方讲到说你要成为恐惧战兢做成得救的功夫，这是什么意思呢？
Is there something I have to do or work that I have to do to have God's approval or to earn my salvation?
我是不是需要神的准许，然后有什么地方我特别需要去做的，才能够得到这个救恩？
That's a problem if we believe that there's nothing that we can do to earn our salvation.
这是会是一个问题，我们觉得如果我们可以用我们自己的方法来得到救恩的话。
But the Bible also says that faith without works is dead.
但圣经上也讲说信心没有行为是死的。
Okay? So here's what we say. There is no work before we become believers, that will affect our salvation.
但如果我们想要用自己的方法来做的话，没有办法带到我们的救恩，没有带到神的救恩。
But once we have been saved,
但是问是我们成为基督徒了以后，
and we are walking by faith to please God,
如果当我们在活在走在神的信心里面，
the works that we do that are enabled by the Holy Spirit make our faith visible.
所以我们所做的功夫在圣灵的引导里面下面话，别人会看得见。
Does that make sense?
你们能了解吗？
It's not something I'm trying to do in my own strength.
And 并不是我用我自己的力量可以做的。
But I'm saying, God, I want to be a vessel in whom you work, and so I'm making myself available to you.
And 这边想说，我愿意成为你的器皿，让你来使用我。
And Paul, when he's talking about this, says, when we are working out our salvation, we do it in fear and trembling.
但这边保罗是讲说，我们要恐惧战惊做成得救的功夫。
Now this is not the fear that God is going to punish us for doing something wrong.
And 这个地方讲的这个恐惧呢，不是说神要惩罚你，让你害怕。
But it's the same word for reverence.
And 这个地方是有一点是像崇敬神。
As I reverence and honor God, it's my joy to work and to serve Him.
And 这个地方是讲说我们尊重神、尊敬神，所以我们愿意在他的里面，愿意侍奉他。
And when Paul adds the adjective trembling,
但在保罗在这边讲到说战惊，
he's really suggesting a sense of humility and being overwhelmed that there was anything he could do of any merit apart from God's strength.
这个地方是讲的是我们有一个谦卑的态度在神的面前敬畏神。
Someone has said we are to work out of our lives what God has worked into our lives.
And 这个地方就讲说神在我们身上动工，然后在我们生命中里面再彰显出来。
And what God is doing is that he, it says in this chapter, is at work in us.
And 神在我们的身上要这个这卷书里面讲说在我们身上做工。
Doing two things.
要做两件事情。
He's at work both to will,
一个是说愿意去做。
Which means he's affecting the things that we desire and want.
他去影响到我们想要去做的事情。
And to do his good pleasure.
同样是去为他的喜悦而做。
We would say there's nothing I can do in myself to please God, right?
我们用我们自己力量没有办法喜悦神。
But he is working in us so the things that we do, and he calls us to do, he will enable us to do.To please him.
但是他在我们里面动工的时候，我们就有这个能力能够做他要我们做的事情。
Does that make sense?
这样能不能理解？
So God is working in me.
在神在我们里面动工。
Changing my desires.
改变我们里面的一些想法。
And giving me strength beyond my own.
给我力量让我能够做些事情。
To live a life that's pleasing to him.
活一个能够讨他喜悦的生活。
And that's why at the very beginning of the letter he says, he will complete that the work that he begins in you and he will finish it.
他这边讲从始到终他在你身上所动的工一直到永远。
God starts the work, right?
神开始他的工作。
He saves us from our sins.
他拯救我们的罪。
He gives us the Holy Spirit.
他给我们圣灵。
He gives us the power and the strength.
他给我们能力。
He gives us grace.
他给我们恩典。
And what he starts, he always finishes. Isn't that good news?
他开始，他就会做结束。
God is not going to abandon you halfway.
他不会放弃我们。
But it's the Father's will in the book of Colossians
在哥罗西书里面却这样讲
to present each of one of us before, or Christ's work to present each one of us perfect and complete before the
我们在神的面前，他会代表我们。
So that's the first thing that we can do. We can work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
第一个就讲说我们要战战兢兢地做成得救的功夫。
So if I'm going to be a light in a darkened world,
如果我在黑暗里面是明光的话,
I want the faith that I have in God to be visible in the way that I live.
我在活的生活里面,我希望别人看到我里面的信心。
Because that reflects upon the one who is the light.
基本上会反射到谁是真光。
All right. So here's the second thing.
第二个。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
做凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
I think that's a hard one, don't you?
这个我觉得是非常困难的。
Anybody here ever grumble?
你们会不会有的时候发怨言
Or complain?
然后有时候就是发怨言。
The Israelites, the word we use is murmur.
以色列人喜欢这边私底下这边发怨言。
Bev and I have a model this year, and it's this, gratitude, not grumbling.
我跟我的太太我们就是想说我们要常常感恩而不是发怨言。
But maybe that's something you can think about too.
你也可以思想这件事情。
It's simply that when we are grumbling and disputing amongst ourselves, it reflects upon our relationship with God.
我们在发怨言跟争论的时候反射到我们跟神之间的关系。
Sometimes it's almost as if we're saying if God were smarter, he would do it my way.
有时候我们甚至好像会讲说若神聪明的话他会照着我的方法做。
If God had a better sense of timing, he would have shown up by now.
如果神的时间准时的话他早就出现了。
That's what it means to grumble, right?
这个就是在里面在发怨言。
But this passage says we are to be without blemish and innocent.
这个地方我们讲到说我们是在神的面前是需要明光然后是需要没有过错。
No, none of us are sinless. We all fail.
我们都有罪然后我们都会失败。
But our standing in Christ is that we are righteous in him.
但我们在他的里面我们是有公义的。
And so the Bible says that no discipline is pleasant.
没有任何的管教是人喜欢的。
But painful.
有的时候是疼痛的。
But in the end,
但最后
it yields the fruitful peace of righteousness.
但会有正义的果子而结出来。
So when we live under the discipline of God who loves us,
我们如果愿意学到神的管教的话，因为他爱我们。
It produces righteousness,
会有正义的果子
right living that points others to Christ.
然后会让人家看到，然后人家也愿意认识这位主。
So how does that impact? The Bible said we're supposed to do that in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation.
但这圣经上面讲说，我们在这样一个荒谬的世代，我们要怎么来做呢？
Well, the reason that works is because there is such a contrast between walking according to the commandments of God and living in the wisdom of the world.
我们这边看一个非常大的对比，一个是走在神的里面，或者是活在这个世界上的标准里面。
Paul says that the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of the world.
因为神的愚昧甚至比所有东西都还有智慧。
So the idea is that I'm to live my life not like I used to live before I knew Christ.
所以最重要就是我们现在自从认识主了以后，我们不应该再活过去那样的生活。
But I'm a new creature in Christ, Paul says.
我在神是一个新的人。
Old things have passed away.
所有的旧人都要脱去。
And all things are becoming new.
我们现在都成为一个新人。
God is in the process of changing me to become more like Him and less like the world.
And 神在这个过程里面让我越来越像他，越来越不像这个世界。
So we're to do all things without grumbling or disputing.
我们在所有的事情都不要有发怨言跟争论。
Can you say amen to that?
可以说阿们吗？
That's a good goal for the new year, isn't it?
这是今年一个非常好的一个目标。
And if I get to come back sometime this year, you can ask Beth if I'm grumbling or not, all right?
如果下次我来的时候，你可以问我的妻子，我是不是常在那边发怨言。
All right. I think what's right in the middle of this is the next phrase, that we are to shine as lights in the world.
在这个地方中间的地方就讲说，我们在世代中应该像明光照耀。
I think the fact that Jesus says that you are the light of the world.
在圣经里面讲说，你们是世上的光。
And that your works that you do draw attention to me.
不管你所做的事情，会让人家看到。
Are important for us to remember.
我们这非常重要，我们需要记住。
There's this wonderful verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
And 有一个非常重要的经节在哥林多前书第二章。
And here's what Paul says.
保罗这样说。
We have this treasure in jars of clay.
我们这个宝贝在放在那瓦器里面。
In order that the power of God may be seen to be of Him and not of us.
And 所以呢，我们希望这个宝贝是让人家可以看到，而不是看到我们。
The purpose of our caring about the treasure of God in our lives is not to draw attention to ourselves.
我们这样的一个宝贝呢，不是要让人家看到我们。
But to draw attention to God.
是让人够引到别人看到神。
And someone has said that the brokenness of our lives is what allows the light of Christ.Shine through.
在我们的生命有的时候破碎的时候，在这破碎的里面，别人可以看到神的光从我们里面出来。
We want to look like our heavenly Father.
我们愿意像我们在天上的天父。
One day when I returned to my father's church to preach a sermon,
有一次我回到我以前过去的教会讲道的时候。
My father had been a pastor for about 40 years.
我的父亲做那个教会的牧师差不多40年。
And I had preached my sermon. Someone came after service to me and said, "You remind me of your father."
所以呢，在这个聚会完了以后，有一个人来跟我讲说。你让我想起你的父亲。
I think that's the highest compliment someone could pay for me.
这可能是一个最高的一个赞美。
But there's one that's even higher.
有一个比这个更好。
It would be if someone would say to me, "You remind me of your heavenly Father."
你好像天，我看到你时候好像看到我们的天父一样。
And because He is light.
因为他是光。
And He has deposited His light in us, so we are light.
因为他的光在我们里面，所以我们的光可以彰显出来。
We have a chance to live our lives in a way that reflects upon Him.
我们有这样的一个机会，在我们的生命里面彰显神的光。
So here we are in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
我们当在一个荒谬的一个世界里面。
And what are we doing?
我们在做什么？
We are shining as lights.
我们在这边是我们的让人家看到神的光。
We were talking about a little song that we used to sing in Sunday school this morning, and one of the verses is, shine your light under a bushel, no. Have you heard that song before?
This little light of mine.
This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. One verse is, hide it under a bushel, no.
不要藏在树丛里面，不要这样做。
So we don't want to do anything that diminishes from or deignites the light of Christ that is within us.
我们不应该做任何事情，然后减少这个光在我们的身上出来。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
The fourth thing he says is that we are to hold fast to the word of life.
第四件事讲说，我们在我们的生命里面需要把这个生命的道给表明出来。
Now I want you to see a correlation here.
我要在这边看你这边连接。
He's saying that we are to shine as lights in the world.
我们现在在世界上需要把他的光给彰显出来。
Holding fast to the word of life.
这个地方是表明他的光。
Do you remember what I read in John chapter 1?
你记不记得我刚在 约翰福音第一章所念的？
In him was life.
在他里面有生命。
And that life was the light of man.
And 这个是生命的光。
So how do I shine as a light?
我怎么样我在生命里面有光表现出来？
I have to hold fast to the word of life.
这个地方非常需要表明出来。
And it says here that that light that shines in the darkness is so strong that the darkness cannot blot it out.
And 这个光是这么样的强烈，黑暗没有办法遮掩它。
So what does it mean to be, to hold fast to something?
在这个地方表明是什么意思？
Someone has said it means to hang on for dear life.
And so 就是用你的生命去抓住它。
To cling to.
And 抓得很紧。
Almost with desperation.
And 真的是要紧紧抓住它，生怕它失去。
It's interesting that when Paul writes later in chapter 3, he says this.
And 保罗在第三章的时候讲到,
I have not arrived.
我还没有到来。
I am still in the process of trying to take hold of the one who has already taken hold of me.
And 这个我还是抓住这个在, 在我生命里面的。
So if the picture is that God is holding on to me, but I'm not holding on to him.
And 这个表明好像神是抓得我们紧，但是我们却没有抓住他。
God's got a hold of me, now I need to grab a hold of him.
所以保罗是讲说神在抓住我们，但是我们也要抓住他。
God is not going to drop us or let us go. Why?
神不会把我们抓住的时候把我们放下来。
He completes the work that he starts, right?
因为他会成就他所要做的事情。
When we are unfaithful, he is faithful.
当我们没有, 对他没有信心的时候, 神还是有信实的。
He keeps his word to us. He keeps his promise.
他永远去, 实现他所, 允许的事情。
But I want to hold fast to the word of life.
这个地方是讲说我们要怎么样把生命的道给表明出来。
This passage of Scripture reminds us too, it is the word of life that gives us stability and constancy and consistency.
And 这个边讲到生命之道是, 有连贯性的, 然后是一直是这样做的。
Now we know that because the Bible says, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will not pass away.
天地都会失去, 但是我的话永远不会。
The Bible says that Jesus Christ,
耶稣, 圣经上说, 耶稣基督,
who is the Word,
是他就是那个道,
is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
昨日今日永远不改变。
The Bible says if we lack anything, we should ask of God,
我们应该向神这样子祈求,
who giveth liberally,
and 给我们非大大的, 浇灌在我们身上,
and in him is no shadow of turning.
在这里面没有任何的阴暗。
He never changes.
他永远不改变。
He's not here one day and gone the next.
他不会, 今天这样, 明天那样。
He doesn't say, I don't have time for you today. This is a busy one.
今天说我不是很忙碌, 我没有时间给你。
But he says, if you cry out to me, I will hear you and I will answer you. That is the promise of the Word of God.
神他应许我们, 当我们愿意向他呼喊的时候, 他就会在那边应允我们。
And so the psalmist David, knowing how important that was, said, Thy word have I hid in my heart, so I won't sin against you.
我把你的道, 你的话藏在我心里, 所以我不会得罪你。
I'm hanging on to the word of life. I'm hiding in my heart.
我把你的话藏在我的心里。
Because it gives me the formula. It gives me the strength to say no to the temptation and the lies of the enemy.
还给我这样一个能力，所以当罪恶引诱我的时候，我可以说不要。
So let me say it this way.
我这样说。
If we are not holding fast to the Word of God,
如果我们不将生命的道给表明出来的话。
We cannot shed light in a dark world.
我们没有办法在黑暗世界里面让人家看到光。
But if we're holding fast to the Word of God,
如果我们在这表明
the Word of life,
生命的道
that brings light,
就会带来光。
We then, as light bearers, can impact the world in which we live.
因为这样的一个光，我们可以影响这个世界。
Paul warns against not being grounded in God's word.
And 保罗提醒我们，如果我们不在神的话里面扎下根基的话
he says to the church at Ephesus in chapter 4,
and 在以弗所书的教会里面这样说
that we should not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
所以我们不要再中了人的诡计跟欺骗的法术。
So we have to have our feet firmly anchored in the concrete foundation of the Word.
我们必须在神的话里面扎好这样的根基。
So are you holding fast to the Word?
你是不是将生命的道给表明出来呢？
I heard someone say today on a radio program.
我今天在收音机里面这样听到。
If you're going to a church where the Word of God is not preached,
And 如果你今天去教会的时候，不只是听讲道。
And he said, I say this carefully.
他说我很要小心的讲。
You should leave.
如果这个教会不去传讲神的话，你要离开。
Because the primary function of the church is to proclaim the truth of the word of God.
所以教会最重要的的事情就是要传讲神的话语。
In fact, Paul took that so seriously. He said, "Woe is me." If I don't preach and teach the gospel,
罪要降在我身上了。保罗这样说：如果我不去传讲神的话
，I know you go to a church where Pastor Chan and others faithfully teach the word of God.
我们知道我们现在这个教会，我们的陈牧师是传讲神的话。
And these are the things that help us be light in a darkened world.
在这样，因为传讲神的话，让我们帮助在黑暗里面有光。
Now, the final thing that Paul says, he says it this way.
And 最后一个保罗这样说
I am willing to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith.
我们非常高兴and喜乐的心用信心为贡献的祭物
Paul is really saying, I'm willing to offer my life.In service to God.
And 保罗这边是确实说，我愿意把我的生命给牺牲，来奉献给神。
Back in chapter 1, Paul even says, I would rather go to heaven than to stay here.
And 保罗在第一章里面讲说，我今天如果能去见神的话，宁愿今天就去。
But God wants me here because my purpose is to serve Him and to serve you.
And 神要我仍然留在这个世界上是侍奉你跟侍奉神。
What Paul is saying, no matter what it costs, I am willing to offer my life fully and completely to God.
And 这边保罗讲说，不管用什么样的代价，我都愿意摆上侍奉人跟侍奉神。
He says, "Then I know that I'm not running or laboring in vain."
And 我这边白跑不是空跑了。
Maybe you sometimes think, "Well, I'm really trying to serve the Lord, but nothing's happening."
And 有的时候你会说，我真的很认真的在侍奉神，可是。没有任何的改变。
I'm kind of discouraged about praying for my children because they haven't come to Christ.
我有时候非常的失望，我一再为我的孩子祷告，但他们还没有认识主。
Or I really feel like the time that I'm spending and investing in my neighbors, nobody ever pays attention. Nobody ever wants to join me in Bible study or church.
有的时候我在为很多我的邻居祷告，但是他们却不愿意跟我们一起查经。
I want to tell you two verses that should encourage you.
And 这边有两节经文会鼓励你。
Paul says that some plant,
and 有些人栽种。
Some water,
and 有的时候有些人浇水。
But it is always God who gives the increase.
是神让他成长。
The other thing he says is God's word never returns unto him void.
And 神的工作是绝对不会是虚空的。
God's word always has impact, even if I can't measure it.
And 神的工作永远会有这个很大的影响。
And Paul said to the church at Galatia,
And 神对哥罗西书的教会说,
Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap a reward.
And 不管在什么样的季节里面, 做你的,你会得到, 神的奖赏。
So it may be difficult.
有的时候非常的困难。
It may be discouraging.
有的时候会失望。
You may wonder if it's even worth making an effort.
有的时候你会想说我是不是还继续要试下去。
Paul said, my offering to God is to pour my life out as a sacrifice to him in praise for what he's done to me.
保罗这边讲说我愿意把我整个的生命给献上来因为他为我神为我所做的。
That's a really challenging picture, isn't it?
这是一个非常挑战的一面图画。
On Saturday, I told Bev, I guess it was Friday, I want to stay home and not do anything.
And 礼拜五的时候，我跟我的太太说，我实在是很想就待家，什么都不想做。
So we settled in for the day, and I got a phone call or a text about 8 o'clock from someone saying, "Do you think you'd have time to come and visit me?"
And 这件事呢，在八点晚上八点的时候，有一个人text 给我说，你有没有办法来看我？
This is a very special man.
那是一个很特别的一个人。
Some of you might even know him.
也许有些人知道认识他。
About 30 years ago, he rode his bike off the edge of a cliff, and he's a quadriplegic.
And 这个人呢是三十年前，当他在骑脚踏车的时候呢，他从那个山上跌下来，他就成为半身不遂。
During that period of time, his wife left him.
And 在那个时候，他的妻子离开他。
But the nurse who was caring for him.And he ultimately would get married. She was a lovely Christian, just as he was.
And 但是呢，照顾他的护士呢，后来他是一个基督徒，然后最后他们结婚了。
He can't feed himself.
他没有办法为他自己吃饭。
He can't dress himself.
他甚至不能为自己穿衣服。
He has to have help doing all of his normal bodily functions.
And 他所有身上的需要都需要有人来帮助他。
He has to be lifted in and out of bed.
是需要有一个特别机器把他从床上里面
He can't sit in his wheelchair without having to be moved because he's frequently in pain.
And 他常常非常的疼痛，但是呢，他没有办法帮助自己，他必须要坐在轮椅里面。
I try to see him about every other week because seeing him is like a real boost to my faith.
And 我常需要在每隔一个礼拜，我常会去看他，因为看到他会对我有鼓励。
He told me when I broke my neck, God said to me, "I have a special work for you to do."
And 当他的颈椎断了以后，但是他听到神说，我有特别的工作要你做。
He's a chaplain at the police department.
他现在是警察局的chaplain 是牧师。
People come to him for special assignments.
And 很多人会来特别问他，他请教他的一些问题。
Did I say police or fire?
Police.
It's the fire department.
And 是消防队。
And he has about, I think right now he has 6 college students who come and help him.Each week to do the normal things he cannot do by himself.
每一个礼拜大概有六个大学生为来帮助他做帮助他能够做帮助他行动。
Most of them are not Christians.
大部分人其实都不是基督徒。
But I guarantee you, they do not leave their service to him without knowing about Christ.
但我跟你担保，当他们要最后离开的时候，他们都会听到福音。
And I know that he would not brag about it, but his wife has told me many of those college students have come to know Christ because of the light that he shed.
他从来不会在那边夸口，但他妻子跟我讲说，因为他的关系，许多的那些大学生成为基督徒。
I never hear him complain.
我从来没有听他埋怨。
He's always asking me how he can pray for me.
他常常说我怎么样能为你祷告。
And God is using him in the midst of hardship, suffering, and pain.
神用他的痛苦来在这个里面特别来用他。
To be a light.
成为一个光。
What kind of light are you?
你是什么样的光？
I'm sure there are circles of darkness that you walk in every day.
我相信有的时候我们是在一个走在一个黑暗的里面。
And as we hold fast to the Word of God.
但如果我们这边抓紧神的话。
The Bible says he will cause us to shine as lights in a darkened world.
他会帮助我们在黑暗里面成为一个明光。
May God help us in the new year to be that kind of light that draws glory to the Lord Jesus Christ.
希望我们在2023年，在我们的生命里面，我们成为一个明光，然后荣耀神。
Can I pray with you?
起来祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for being the light of the world.
感谢主，你成为世界的明光。
The Bible says that when we became believers,
圣经上里面讲说，当我们认识你以后。
You transformed us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
你改变我们从我们过去活在黑暗里面，一直到光明里面。
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
我们有这样的一个宝贵在我们的里面。
And as we carry about the one who is the light of the world within us.
And 当我们在这边有神的光在我们的里面的时候。
May we be lights in a darkened world for the glory of God.
我们也能够成为别人的光，在这个黑暗的世界里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们要祷告祈求奉主耶稣圣名。阿门。